Great Reset, Siemens chairman calls for a billion people to stop eating meat at World Economic Forum. By Kurt Zindelka on January 20, 2023. 1 billion people should stop eating meat in order to save the climate. The chairman of the largest industrial manufacturing company in Europe told a panel at the World Economic Forum. Danish businessman and chairman of the German manufacturing giant Siemens, Jim Hagemannsnay, pushed the Great Reset agenda of replacing meat with synthetic proteins at a Mobilizing for Climate panel at the annual globalist meeting in Davos, Switzerland on Wednesday. "If a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact. Not only does it have a big impact on the current food system, but it will also inspire innovation of food systems," Snape said, adding, "I predict we will have proteins not coming from meat in the future. They will probably taste even better. They will be zero carbon and much healthier than the kind of food we eat today. That is the mission we need to get on," the Siemens boss continued. The German multinational conglomerate has been a central figure in the so far disastrous green agenda in the economic heart of Europe, which has left Germany vulnerable to the machinations of global politics, namely Russia's war in Ukraine. However, the push towards an allegedly greener future has seen Siemens criticized for its alleged ties to the forced labor system in the communist Chinese concentration camp region of Xinjiang, which is a leading producer of solar panel components. Despite Siemens' own sordid history of using forced labor during the reign of Adolf Hitler's National Socialist Party, the current CEO of the company, Roland Busch, said last year that the EU should not pressure Beijing over forced labor as it might stall the progress of the green agenda. The World Economic Forum has also been at the forefront of the meat-free future movement, arguing that people should opt for more climate-beneficial foods such as algae, seaweed and cacti. The Klaus Schwab-founded organization that pioneered the idea of a great reset of capitalism has also promoted the idea of eating insect protein rather than meat to lessen the impact of supposedly man-made climate change. It is questionable, however, how much impact a move away from meat would actually have on carbon emissions. Danish climate Bjørn Lomborg has previously noted that studies have shown that should the average person in the industrialized world cut out meat from their diet, it would only result in an individual emissions reduction of 4.3%. Yet this is likely a generous estimate, Lomborg said, as other studies have shown that because vegetarian diets are cheaper, a rebound effect has been seen, meaning that vegetarian consumers use their cash savings on other products that also drive up carbon emissions, thereby mitigating most of the supposed benefits of a virtue-signaling vegetarian diet. Nevertheless, the anti-meat push has continued to be a central theme of the radical climate agenda throughout the West. Some, including researchers in the Netherlands, have even suggested that the economic crisis befalling the world could end up being a positive for the climate as people will have less money to spend on meat, flights, and driving. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.